time for regional basketball tournament action on WKTN. Your sponsors, Edward Jones, Cal Johnston, FLR Insurance Center, Hensel Ready Mix, HSLC, McCullough Industries, Middlefield Bank, Ohio High Point Career Center, OptiHealth, West Federal Credit Union, Stillwater Metal, The Little Chicago Room, BLW by Twirl, Twirl Bridal, Mouse House, Kenton Moose Family Center 428, Cessna Transports, Roof Law Office with Andrew Benchick, Mid Ohio Energy, and Superior Credit Union. Now live, here's Jim Holman and Devin Miller.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Grand Lake Health System Court here at St. Mary's High School. The Rough Riders entertain the Kenton Wildcats in Division II Boys Basketball Sectional Championship action. The Wildcats are 11-11 this season. They're the 8th seed in the district. St. Mary's is 16-6. They check in as the number 4 seed in this Division II district. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jim Holman. With me is Devin Miller. We're going to take a timeout and come back. This is the Transport pregame show started right after this on your region radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Hensel Ready Mix offers 6 locations to serve you. In Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 in Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix today. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of the Kenton Wildcats basketball teams and wishes them the best of luck this season.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. We've helped over 30,000 families out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. At Wesley Financial Group, we're dedicated to helping timeshare owners get out of their financial nightmare. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free timeshare exit information kit. 800-335-2299. That's 800-335-2299. 800-335-2299.
What if your student could be more than just a high school graduate? What if they could be a talented filmmaker, an extraordinary chef, or even a tech guru? Ohio High Point offers hands-on career education to help your student reach their goals with a pathway to employment, enrollment, or enlistment. With 16 programs on our campus and several programs at our partner high schools, OHP is here to empower students to become career-ready with hands-on learning and real-world experiences. And the best part? It's completely free. Learn more about Ohio High Point and how to enroll at www.ohiohighpoint.com.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to St. Mary's High School. So that's the Transport pregame show. We've got Division II, Northwest II District Tournament overall. This is a sectional championship game. We'll take a look at the Northwest District and how it's played out so far here. First round action on Tuesday night. Defiance was a 9 seed. They defeated Upper Sandusky 49-41. They are taking on Elida, the number 1 seed tonight for the sectional championship. Other action on Tuesday, you had the 7 seed Salina Bulldogs beat the 10 seed Van Wert Cougars 61-41, and the 5th seed Des Moines Wildcats knocked off the Bath Wildcats 57-32. So tonight's 4 sectional championship games look like this. As we mentioned, you've got Elida taking on Defiance tonight. That's the 1 versus the 9. The game here, the Wildcats of Kenton, the 8th seed, taking on St. Mary's, the 4. Shawnee's the 3 that are entertaining the 7th seed Salina Bulldogs. And the 2nd seed, Foster Redmen, are entertaining the Napoleon Wildcats, who are the 5th seed. Going to get the timeout here on the Transport pregame show. Take a quick look back at the Western Buckeye League. Right after this on your region radio, 95.3 WKTN.
OptiHealth Physical Therapy is locally owned and operated since 2001 and is here to help you get back to doing what you love. Our team of expert physical therapists provide one-on-one individualized treatment plans to help you recover and return to normal life. From sport injuries to chronic pain, OptiHealth has the experience and knowledge to help you feel your best. Take the first steps towards being pain-free and schedule an appointment today. Stop in or visit us at OptiHealth.org. OptiHealth wishes all area athletes a great season this year and are here if you need us. Call to learn about our free screens.
McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company, provides material handling equipment and is known for their Wright self-dumping hopper. Made exclusively in Kenton, attention to detail in a variety of sizes and shapes, there's almost no end to the uses of their product. McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company in Kenton. For more information, call them at 800-245-9490.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Hi, I'm Dennis Beverly. Join me for a lively conversation on Public Eye. We feature important topics and also focus on nonprofit organizations in the region. Keep up to date on what's happening with Public Eye, Saturday mornings at 7:30 and Sundays at noon on WKTN. Brought to you by McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back. Sets the Transport pregame show live tonight from St. Mary's High School. The Kenton Wildcats in town take on the Rough Riders in Division II boys basketball sectional championship action. Now the Wildcats and the Rough Riders, both members of the Western Buckeye League. Ottawa Glandorf won the league. Devin, let's just talk about the standings overall here one final time.
Oh, yeah. You know, as you mentioned, Ottawa Glandorf winning the league. They ended up going undefeated 9-0, 19-3 overall. Trine took second, 8-1, 16-6 overall. Light at third, 6-3, 15-7 overall. St. Mary's Rough Riders, that we're seeing here tonight, are also 6-3, 16-6 overall. Salina took fifth with 5-4, 13-10 overall. Wapak is fifth with 5-4 overall, 5-4 in the league, 12-10 overall. Defiance 3-6, sent at seventh, 8-15 overall. The Kent Wildcats are 2-7, took eighth, 11-11 overall. The Van Wert Cougars, 1-8, 4-19 overall, sent at ninth in the Bath Wildcats. 0-9 in league action, 2-21 overall.
That's a look at the Western Buckeye League. Devin and I are going to come back, talk about these two teams, and get you set for tonight's tip-off right after this on your region at 95.3 WKTN.
Looking to save money every month? Well, who isn't? With a Quest MasterCard, you can lock in a low fixed interest rate from 5.99 to 11.9% APR for qualified cardholders. You can even perform balance transfers from other high-interest cards and save real money every month. Apply online today. Membership and credit score eligibility required. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured. Equal opportunity lender.
The LW Boutique in Kenton is your spot for fashion-forward clothing at an affordable price. Located above Twirl, the LW offers a large selection of styles and even personal shopper and styling services. You can find many styling tips and outfit previews on our social media pages and events that we are hosting. Visit us online or stop in for a personal experience in downtown Kenton. The LW is a proud supporter of sports on WKTN.
HSLC is a proud supporter of Kenton Athletics. Today's athletes are tomorrow's leaders. The hard work that our athletes put in to perfect their skills will carry over to their adult life and make Kenton even better. Thanks, Kenton Athletes, and go Cats.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
HSLC, infinite opportunities. Your region, your radio, your home for winning. WKTN. WKTN likes to make people winners on air and on our social media sites. So stay tuned for your next chance to win by listening on 95.3 at WKTN.com or follow our social media pages, because you never know when your next chance to win might be. And remember, you can only win once every 30 days for any given contest. For a complete list of contest rules, visit WKTN.com. Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to the Grand Lake Health System court here at St. Mary's High School. Kenton and the Rough Riders taking on each other here in the boys basketball Division II sectional championship play. St. Mary's Rough Riders, home team, the 4 seed, come in 16-6 in the year. Devin, they've won four straight games.
Oh, absolutely. You know, those four straight games, one of them ended up being in double overtime. They did travel to Minster, winning 67-28, so a big win there for the Rough Riders. Then they traveled to Lima Bath, where they won 65-56, as I mentioned, in double overtime. Then they went home against St. Henry, where they won 68-52, and their last game against the Lina, winning 52-40.
Situation that we have six losses, a one-point loss to St. Francis, nine to Finley, nine out of Glandorf. Overtime loss to Dublin Jerome, 12-point loss to Shawnee, and then the nine-point loss to Elias. They've been competitive about every ball game. Now the Kenton Wildcats, Devin, heading in the opposite direction right now. They've lost three straight, in fairness against some three pretty good teams there's been in the regular season.
Oh, absolutely. You know, they traveled to Lima Shawnee, losing 48-76, and then away against Marion Pleasant, losing 56-58 in overtime. And then at Ottawa Glarendorf, winning 46-82.
Wildcats have played four overtime games this year, 2-2 in those contests. Two of those three overtime games. Now back here on February 2nd, basically a month ago, Devin, you and I were here. The Wildcats fell to St. Mary's 59-51. Wildcats were very competitive in that ball game, tied late in the third quarter.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, they didn't unfortunately lose by eight there. But, you know, as you and I were talking earlier before we got on air here, it was those little mistakes that the Wildcats had that I think costed them the game.
We're getting that time to assess the transport pregame show. We're to come back and accept the opening tip-off right after this on your region at 95.3 WKTN.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
Hey neighbor, want to know what makes a community bank special? At Middlefield Bank, it's our people who take pride in sharing banking expertise for every stage of life, like buying a home. If you're looking to become a homeowner, Middlefield Bank has a mortgage that's right for you. Whether it's a fixed or adjustable rate loans, be sure to ask about available grant funds too. We're Middlefield Bank and we're proud to be a part of your community. Stop in today. Learn more at middlefieldbank.bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Check out Lyle Dean with To Your Health, weekday mornings after the 7:30 weather report. To Your Health is brought to you by Ohio Health, Hardin Memorial Hospital on WKTN.
When I found out I had postpartum depression, I realized caring for my son starts with caring for me.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situations change? Hi, I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. When we work together, we'll focus on what's important to you. We'll use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals, and we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact me today at 419-673-0937. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Wrapped up with Sets the Transport pregame show here live from St. Mary's High School. The Wildcats taking on the Rough Riders. Division II boys basketball sectional championship play. Of course, Kenton High School not known with their athletics. Spencer Engelmeyer finishing 29th today at the state boys bowling tournament. Outstanding run there for that young man. 29th out of 101 is a pretty good day, I would say.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, Spencer is the second now. The Wildcats have had two state bowlers 2 years in a row with Devin Hastings going last year as well.
It's a pretty big deal. A great year for the bowlers. I can't remember, second in the Western Buck, I think the boys team was, and getting a young man to state's a big deal. Also got district wrestling today. Matthew Hanel and Anthony Hunt won their opening round matches. J.J. Manns and Isaac Blevins also competing in the tournament. They lost their opening round matchups, but still again, four wrestlers there at the district tournament for our Kenton Wildcat wrestling team. That's a pretty big deal as well. Wish them the best luck as they continue here down the tournament trail. So open some more matches today, and God willing, they'll be wrestling tomorrow and in the next week and so on and so forth. long way to go yet, but a great start for our wrestling team. Four teams there, four kids, the districts, and of course, as you mentioned, a state bowler. So we're getting set for the national anthem. Take one final timeout here on the Sesta Transport postgame show, pregame show, excuse me. We're going to come back, have the starting lineups, and tip us one off on your region 95.3 WKTN.
Since 1917, FLR Insurance Center has been serving the insurance needs of Hardin County. At FLR Insurance Center, we're proud to represent multiple companies to give us options to find the best coverage for your family or business. We can help you select the best coverage to protect your auto, home, farm, business, and life. Give us a call at 419-673-3130. We'd love to evaluate your insurance needs and recommend the best coverage from the best companies like Ohio Mutual. We look forward to serving Hardin County into the future. Best of luck to all area athletes this season.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab of Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. Nothing is everything. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Twirl in downtown Kenton, your premier shop for all things class. Let us be a part of your dream wedding. Our large selection of size-inclusive gowns will guarantee that you find one that you will love. And to tie things together, we also have tuxedos and bridesmaids' dresses. For our younger customers, we offer homecoming, prom, and ball gowns. Follow us on all social media platforms to learn more today. Twirl is a proud supporter of WKTN Sports.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to the Sesta Transport pregame show. Wrap up our pregame show here at St. Mary's High School. The Wildcats taking on the Rough Riders Division II Boys Basketball Sectional Championship play. Upperside Valley taking on New Bremen over Alumni Fieldhouse. Division IV Boys Basketball Sectional Championship game. So we certainly wish the Rams the best luck. We'll pass on any scores we get there. Wildcats come in the 8th seed. They're 11-11 overall, working on a 3-game losing streak. Their last game was an 82-46 loss out of Glandorf, maybe the best team in the state, so no dishonor there. Last 3 games were Shawnee, Pleasant, and out of Glandorf, 3 very good basketball teams. Rough Riders, the 4th seed. They're 16-6 overall. Dan Hagemeyer's team won its last 4 games. We got a 52-40 victory over Salina on Friday. I'm going to remind everybody that after Devin and I go off the air, Dr. B. Brennan Burns will bring the Domino's question game. First correct call, 419-675-3000, a large one of pieces from Domino's. And Devin and I are also getting players of the game brought to you by Glazed Over and Root Lumber. Hope you stick around for that. A lot of basketball left here. Working our way through the pregame instructions from the public address announcer. Here, we're well at St. Mary's. We're real thankful for that for everyone here. How about the starting lineup for Kenton, Devin?
So go ahead, and we're going to do the starting lineup. As you mentioned, we're going to start with number 0, Stephen Piper, the 6-foot junior. William Bush on the 5'6 sophomore. Ethan Yoder, the 6'4 senior. Dawson Miller, the 6-foot junior. And Gavin Payne, the 6'4 senior.
Right now, announcing the cheerleaders now for Kenton. Of course, the cheerleaders from St. Mary's as well. As we work our way through this here. Again, for the Wildcats, you're looking at Stephen Piper, the 6-foot junior, Dawson Miller, the 6-foot junior, Ethan Yoda, 6'4 senior, Gavin Payne, a 6'4 senior, and Blaine Bushon, the 5'6 sophomore. The 5, Ryan Miller, run out there. Again, we talked about this in the pregame. Wildcats are very competitive, first time they played over here at St. Mary's.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, only losing by 8 from a very competitive Rough Riders team. I think that they're coming in with a little bit of a aggression, I'm going to say. You know, them coming in as the 8th seed, they're the underdog. So they've got a whole lot. They don't have a whole lot to prove, I guess you could say, to the
nothing to lose, the phrase, yes. Like to throw out there, buddy.
Yes. So them coming in, you know, playing the game that they know how to play, I think it's going to be a very competitive game.
It's a situation where, again, so much in the tournament is mental. You know, there's a lot of playing fast, playing loose, playing free versus playing tight. I mean, I'm sure you'd rather play this game at home if you're St. Mary's or Kenton. Don't get me wrong. But the situation there where there is a little more pressure on St. Mary's being 16-6, being the four seed. And, you know, you're expected to win here. The Wildcats not playing I don't want to say not playing great, but you've lost three in a row. You lost in a row. You're 11-11. Like I said, there's always that. There's always that thought of, okay, is St. Mary's looking past you a little bit there? I was going to say, you know what I mean, of the fact that the old line from every coach is that, hey, our kids read the paper too. They see the scores as well. And so it's a situation there where it's you know, you want, I mean, the Wildcats meant to lose. I'm filling a lot of time there to say that. I was going to say, but yeah, and for St. Mary's, I guess the point for me with Ryan Miller is, I'm sure it's, okay, I'll admit, I'm distracted by the PA. I was going to say, he's very creative with his nicknames to every player. Great guy, good friend of ours, takes care of us, I was going to say, but yeah, I'm laughing at the, yes, Dawson, the Thriller Miller there. Yes, so being announced. Yes, I'll acknowledge that. That's throwing me off my game a little bit there. But no, it's a situation I think for the Wildcats. You're hoping, let's keep this thing close. Keep it competitive into the fourth quarter, and let's see how St. Mary's handles that. Let's make it a ball game. You know what I'm saying? Let's see what happens.
Absolutely. And, you know, as you mentioned, too, St. Mary's having, as you said, you know, we read the paper, too. So St. Mary's coming in four seats higher than what Kenton is. And I think that this is going to be something where Kenton wants to prove that they can compete. St. Mary's, I guess it's going to have to be seeing if they're going to take this as, oh, it's going to be an easy win. I guess that's when we're here tonight. See.
Running through the starting lineups here. How about for St. Mary's, buddy? What do you think we got here starting for the Rough Riders?
Yeah, for the Rough Riders, we got Noah Payne, the 6'3 junior. Then we got Cobain Owen, 6'1 senior. Alex Heine, 6'1 junior. Cameron Daymeyer, he's a 6'3 junior. And Evan Angstam, he's a 6'7 senior.
So Noah Payne, the 6'3 junior. Cobain Owens, a 6'1 sophomore. Alex Hain, a 6'1 junior. Jace Turner, the 6'7 senior. And Evan Angstman, the 6'7 senior. Not a math major, but 6'7, 6'7. That's a lot.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, St. Mary's in recent times have always had those big, huge players that will tower over just about anyone.
That's a situation there where what is difficult for St. Mary's as well to defend is the fact that they've got the size, but those guys can also shoot from the perimeter as well. So they kind of pick their poison there. It's not that, hey, we're just going to pack it in, let these guys shoot from outside, see if they can beat us. No, they can shoot it well from the perimeter.
It's almost like how we see in the NBA, the Luka Doncic and people who are big, but they can also shoot from the perimeter, as you mentioned.
Again, open tip brought to you by HSL. See the first course runs with the Rough Riders and Andrew Benchick. Rough Riders in their home white uniforms. Their blue numerals, gold piping. Wildcats in their road black uniforms with the white numerals, red trim. Wildcats going left or right on your radio dial. I give him credit. He spends a lot of time in the starting lineups. I know the players appreciate it. The Wildcats going left to right on your radio dial. Turner jumping up against Ethan Yoder for the Wildcats. Turner's having some last-minute instructions for some players out there, uniform checks and whatnot. 8 minutes on the clock here at the Grand Lake Health System Court.
You know, as
I'm not sure what more we're waiting on here at this point, but anyway, yes.
As you know, you and I have mentioned the past being here, beautiful facility.
And we're all set here to jump this one up. Tip is controlled by the Wildcats. Piper has it to Bushong. Back to Piper. Wildcats aggressive from the jump. And it's going to be a travel on Piper. They're a nice little spin move there. The official thought it was too nice. Wildcats, though, stole that tip. Got to Piper. Bushong back to Piper. Had an opportunity in the paint. Just turned it over. Rough Riders the basketball. Shooting the basket to our left. Haney has it beyond the three-point line. Being guarded by Piper. Wildcats dropping down, double-teaming on the post. Angst with the top to key. Back to Haney. Looking for Turner on the block. No one there. Payne has the top of the key. 7:36 and counting in the first quarter. No score from St. Mary's. Three-pointer back iron. No good for Noah Payne. Offensive rebound for the Rough Riders. That was grabbed by Turner. Angstman has now flip pass over to Payne. To Haney. Back to Owens. Angstman has it. Drive. Shot fake. Elbow jumper. Bang. First bucket of night belongs to St. Mary's. 2-0 Rough Riders. Evan Angstman the bucket. We played 50 seconds as Blaine Bushong crossed the timeline. Passes to the wing, is stolen away by Angstman. Layup up and in transition. 4-0 now, Riders. Bushong works it up right side, crossed the timeline, being harassed by Haney. Picks up his dribble, gets to Miller, top the key. Ball reverse to Gavin Payne, far side. He penetrates. Kicks it back to Piper. Shot fake to a three-pointer. Steven thinks better of it. He's going to dribble drive, hand off to Bushong. Pulls on a three-pointer. Back iron, no good. Rebound cleared by Haney of St. Mary's. 6:35 to play in the first quarter. 4-0. Rough Riders top of the Wildcats. Jim Holman, Devin Miller, near Rudrier. 95.3 WKTN. Ball screen there for Noah Payne. Over to Haney. Now back to Owens in the corner. He drives right point, three-pointer on the way. No good. Rebound cleared by Gavin Payne of Kenton. Hands it off to Steven Piper. Wildcats in transition. Gavin Payne fakes a three-point shot, drives a spinning layups off the mark. A rebound cleared by Jace Turner of St. Mary's. Rough Riders their secondary break. The Wildcats get back, set their defense. Haney in the corner. Over to Owens, left point. Back to Haney. The Wildcats leave Malone for the three-pointer. No good. Shot is off the mark. Rebound cleared by Dawson Miller of Kenton. Played 2 minutes and 7 seconds here. 4-0 St. Mary's. Ethan Yoder drives. Little dish to Dawson Miller. Back to Blaine Bushong. He penetrates. Pass out the perimeter is deflected away by Turner. Good hustle there by Dawson Miller to get it back. Dawson penetrates. Driving reverse layup. Spins out. Rebound cleared by the Rough Riders. Owens, long outlet pass picked off by Gavin Payne. Wildcats 3-on-2. Kick the ball over the corner. Dawson Miller, he drives. Gets it back to Gavin Payne. Layup up and in. First bucket line for the Wildcats. 4-2 now. Kenton Wildcats had to cash in at that point. They've had some good looks so far. Devin haven't gotten a drop.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, that was great court vision there by Dawson Miller to find Gavin Payne there in the paint.
Rough Riders in the front court. Owens has it. Drives the paint. Dumps it off to Jace Turner. Finds a cutting Haney. Nice pass. Cannot get a shot to finish. Good rebound track by Ethan Yoder. He plays 3 minutes. Wildcats cross the timeline. They trail 4-2. We're scoring the root number rail score. Gavin Payne in the corner. Ball's bat out of bounds. Says last touch by Kenton. Corbin Johnson checks in for the Wildcats, first sub of the night. Brent Steger checks in for St. Mary's. Dawson Miller and Alex Haney will take seats for the Wildcats and Rough Riders, respectively. 4-2, St. Mary's on top of Kenton. Rough Riders with basketball. Owens crossed the timeline. Over Noah Payne in the corner. Wildcats trapping. Over to Jace Turner, back to Owens. Back to Noah Payne. Ball kicked out corner three from Steger's. No good. A rebound, bat out of bounds, last touch by St. Mary's. Nice check out there by Stephen Piper. Forcing Angstman to go over his back and bat the ball away. No foul, but it was a good check. There shouldn't have been a foul, just good defense, good check out, making the guy go over the top. He can't get a clean grab without fouling you. 4.5 to play in the first quarter. Wildcats the basketball, trailing 4-2. Corbin Johnson over to Gavin Payne at the top of the key. Payne hands it back to Corbin. Gets a ball screen. Thinks better, gets sort of Piper in the corner. Deep three-pointer in the way. Back iron no good. Rebound cleared by Steger of St. Mary's. Neither team shooting well to start the ball game. Owens over to Noah Payne. Three-point with Rough Riders. Bingo. All I do is say something. Noah Payne with the Kenton Ace Harbor three-pointer. 7-2 now. Rough Riders on top. Halfway through the first quarter. Gavin Payne penetrates to Kenton, kicks it over to Piper. Piper tries to find Payne in the backside. Ball's bat out of bounds. Last touch by St. Mary's. Going to stay with the Wildcats. 3:51 to play here in the first quarter. Remind everybody that after the game, Devin and I are going to be players of the game brought to you by Root Lumber and Glaze Over Kenton. Hope you can stick around for that.
You know, as you mentioned, too, neither teams are scoring very well. You know, 9 points combined now when we're halfway through the first quarter.
Johnson inbounds the ball to Yoder, 25 feet from the bucket. He's over to Piper in the corner. Now to Gavin Payne, deep to the left side. Payne drives baseline, cut off nicely by Turner. This pass to perimeter is picked off. Cobain Owens driving left, no good, but he's fouled. 2 minute round free throws come here for Cobain Owens, a 6'1 sophomore. Piper's first foul, team first. 3:37 to win the first quarter, two throws. Brought to you by Mid-Ohio. Knocks the first one down, makes it 8-2. Rough Riders on top. Miller back in for Piper for Kenton. Second Mid-Ohio is your free throw coming here for Owens, a 6'1 sophomore. Guess having to go as well. He's got 2 points. That's a 7-point St. Mary's lead, 9-2. Wildcats across the timeline. LeSean loses it. Here comes the Rough Riders. They have numbers. Payne hurries up the floor, dumped down to Turner on the block. He's double teamed. Reverse left, no good. He's going to be fouled. What did they call, a travel or a foul? I think his right call was a foul on Kenton. Payne with a foul is first. Gavin, team second. 3:22 to play here in the opening quarter. Two more minute run free throws come here for St. Mary's. Jason, a 6'7 senior. Front iron, back iron, it drops. First point for Jace. 10-2 now, St. Mary's. 6-0 Rough Rider run. LeSean checks out. Piper back in. Piper, Johnston, Miller, Yoder, and Payne, the 5-4 for Kenton. Second free throw short. Rebound cleared by Ethan Yoder of Kenton. 3:19 to go in the first quarter. 10-2, St. Mary's on top of Kenton. Jim Holman and Devin Miller near Reeves here at 95.3 WKTN. Ethan Yoder has it. Yoder backs away. Resets the attack, 20 feet for the bucket, keeping his dribble. Yoder went back and forth, left and right. Gets over to Gavin Payne. He takes a deep 3 points off the mark. Rebound cleared by Brent Steger of St. Mary's. 2:56 and counting in the first quarter. Steger across the timeline, 10-2 St. Mary's. Turner has it, top the key. Gets over to Angstman. Dribble drive, handoff to Noah Payne, over to Owens in the corner. Gets a high ball screen from Jace Turner, turns it down, drives baseline, kicks it back out. Turner's going to eye a three-pointer. Rims out, rebound cleared by Dawson Miller. Wildcats having a nice job in the defensive glass so far. 2.5 to go here in the first quarter. Wildcats across the timeline. And Angstman gambles on that point-to-wing pass. Bats out of bounds over the scorer's table. Ball goes back to Kenton. 2:25 to play here in the first quarter. Wildcats the ball trailing by 8. Yoder right-handed dribble penetrates. Fakes a pass out, takes a driving layup. No good, but he's fouled. 2 minute shot is not for Ethan Yoder. First foul on Angstman. Team first, 2:16 to play in the opening quarter. Yoder to the Mid-Ohio J free throw line. First free throw, no good. Bounces off the side. Stays a 10-2 lead for the Rough Riders. Second minute run shoot there for Ryoder. Two dribbles. Spins it. Push. Got that one to go. 10-3 now. St. Mary's on top. Wildcats going with a little bit of a 1-2-2 press. Owens over to Angstman. Back to Owens. Is across the timeline. Over to Angstman. 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. 10-3 St. Mary's on top of Kenton. Again, first quarter brought to the roof. Falls to Andrew Benchick. Owens has it. Bounce pass, Steger in the corner. Over to Payne, top to keeper. St. Mary's ball reverse. Angstman, three-pointer. Deep three-pointer. Rims out. Rebound bat around. Corral by Corbin Johnson of Kenton. Works up right side and crossed the timeout at 1:43 here in the first quarter. Johnson picks up his dribble. Bounces over to Payne in the corner. Noah drives his little floater up and in. Gavin Payne now with four. 10-5. St. Mary's lead is down to 5 points here. Rough Riders the basketball. Find a minute 23 of the first quarter. Steger in the corner. Looking left corner. He's going to eye the three-point shot. Bang. Kenton Ace Hardware three-pointers. Good for Brent Steger. And it's 13 now to 5. St. Mary's on top. We got 104 to play here in the first quarter. Wildcats the basketball looking at an eight-point deficit. Gavin Payne drives. He's cut off nicely by Turner. Flips out to Piper. Three-pointer in the way. Boosh. Stephen Piper, the Kenton Ace Hardware three-pointer. Wildcats going to hang in here now. 13-8 St. Mary's lead. 45 ticks to play here in the opening quarter. Rough Riders of basketball. Owens in the corner for St. Mary's. Up to Angstman, top the key. Cut off by Yoder. Bounce pass over to Brent Steger. To Noah Payne. 31 seconds player in the quarter. Angstman drives, kicks out. Steger shot fake a three-pointer. Back to Angstman. He shot fakes a three. Kicks ball over to Payne. Good ball movement. Good discipline from St. Mary's. Final 20 ticks here of the quarter. They've run 20-some-odd seconds on the clock. Owens yo-yos the ball out beyond the three-point line. Now he drives baseline. Tries to dump it off to a cutting Noah Payne, stolen away by Corbin Johnson. Wildcats got 10 seconds to play in the quarter. Gavin Payne's three-pointer is blocked by Turner and gets his own rebound. 4 seconds to play in the quarter. Ethan Yoder drive shot is blocked. And we have played one here at St. Mary's. Wild finish of the first quarter, but the St. Mary's Rough Riders 13, the Kenton Wildcats 8. Devin and I will back the second quarter after this.
Need to send money to friends or family? What about to personal accounts at other locations? Need to make a payment at Quest from another bank or credit union? Go to questfcu.com/payoptions to learn more. We're rolling out new ways to pay anyone and to pay yourself. All free, all available at Quest Federal Credit Union. Membership eligibility required? Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured, equal opportunity lender.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Yeah, it's after the second quarter. Brought by the roof loss to Andrew Bedchick. St. Mary's the basketball on a 13-8 lead. Wildcats hung in there. Look at a couple times where the Rough Riders going to run them out of the gym, but Kenton just dust up staying the ball game, Devin.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, a good factor on that is Gavin Payne scoring 4 of the 8 points the Wildcats have tonight.
Rough Riders the ball start the second quarter. They lead 13-8. Angstman has the ball, picks up his dribble behind the Riders logo. Ball Bruce Steger in the corner, back to Angstman, top the key. Shot fake, pulls up, contested elbow jumper, spins out. Good check out by the Wildcats, all blacked underneath. Yoder clears it for the Wildcats. 7:34 to play here in the second quarter. Wildcats basketball trailing by 5, 13-8. Gavin Payne has it over to Corbin Johnson. Eyes a three-pointer, kicks it over to Dawson Miller. Dawson drives, back out to Ethan Yoder. Blaine Bullstrong has now in the corner. His right-hand floater does not go. Rebound cleared by St. Mary's. Alex Haney with the rebound. Owens hurries up far side of the floor. 7-10 to play in the second quarter. 13-8, Rough Riders on top. The Rutland Maria scoreboard. Steger penetrates. Cut off nicely by Dawson Miller. St. Mary's will reset the attack. Owens has it. Bounce pass the corner. Leads for Haney. Looking. Dumps it down to Turner. Shot fake. He's going to penetrate among four Wildcats. Shot does not go, but we're going to foul one of the Kenton players defending. Beyond Payne, Gavin is second. Team first. 2 minute extra goes now for Jace Turner. He's going to choose the free throw line early. The 6'7 senior. He's got a single point for the Rough Riders. 6:54 to play in the second quarter. 13-8 St. Mary's on top of Kenton. First free throw from Mid Ohio. It's off the front iron, no good. Stays a 5-point St. Mary's lead. Noah Payne back in for the Rough Riders. Going to replace Evan Angston. 2 dribbles now from Turner for the second Mid Ohio free throw. That is also short. Rebound cleared by Gavin Payne of Kenton. Wildcats dodge a bullet there. They still trail by 5 after Turner goes 0-2 from the foul line. Corbin Johnson, bounce pass left side to Blaine Bushong. He penetrates, draws a swarm of attention. A lot of white jerseys are cutting him off. Hands the ball back out to Dawson Miller beyond the three-point line. Dawson Pentris kicks the ball back out to Payne. Now we're to Blaine Bushog, open three-point in the corner. Bingo! Kenton Ace Hardware three-pointer from Blaine Bushog. 13-11, the Wildcats draw within a pair. First buck of the night there for Blaine, the Kenton Ace Hardware three-pointer. In the front corner, Owens has it. Over to Steger, 20 feet from the basket. For the Rough Riders, Owens. Top the key, far side, now to Haney. In the corner it goes to Payne, dumped down to Turner. He's double-teamed. Skip pass out to Owens. Shot fake on a three-pointer. He's going to take a step back three. Think the better of it. Cross-court pass is picked off by Ethan Yoder. Ethan, the foot race. Driving layup. No good, but he's fouled. 2-3 of the hard shoots come from Ethan Yoder. The Wildcats make a play defensively.
It was a great job by Yoder there to intercept that pass and almost get the bucket there, but ended up getting fouled on the paint.
Foul on St. Mary's. Going to be on Steger, his first. Team first, 2 minutes, there's now four, Ethan Yoder. Ohio Northern on top of Marymount, 34-17 at the half, Division III Women's Basketball National Tournament. First free throw up and in for Ethan. He's got 2 points. And the Wildcats are within a point, 13-12, exactly 6 minutes to play in the second quarter. Yoder points his right foot at the target, two dribbles, spins it. Right hand pushes short. Rebound cleared by Angstman. Ethan Newitt rushed the bat, basically sprinting off the free throw line, trying to get that offensive rebound. 13-12, St. Mary's basketball, 1 point lead, 5-8 to play in the second quarter. Owens has it. Over to Angstman, 22 feet from the basket, being guarded by Yoder. Ball versus to Haney. Now back to Steger, 3 points away from left side. No good. Rebound cleared by Dawson Miller of Kenton. Wildcats the ball, a chance to take the lead. Have not led tonight. Bushong penetrates, cut off by a pair of Rough Riders. Flips it back out to Gavin Payne. Payne left-hand dribble over to Yoder. Shot fake, a deep three-pointer as Ethan hands it off to Payne. Ball stolen away nicely by Owens. And we've got a Root Lumber timeout by St. Mary's. We'll get one, too. 5:18 to play in the first half. St. Mary's 13, Kenton 12. We'll be right back.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situations change? Hi, I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. When we work together, we'll focus on what's important to you. We'll use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals, and we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact me today at 419-673-0937. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Stay tuned during our post-game show. Devin and I are going to name players of the game, brought to you by Root Lumber and Glaze. The over. Hope you stick around for that. A lot of basketball left here. 5:18 to play in the first half. St. Mary's basketball, a 13-12 lead. Looking for an upper set of alleys. Score on score sheet. We gave me Upper Iowa. Not the same, guys. Rough Riders the ball now. We'll try and find those USB scores and pass along as best we can. Noah Payne tries to enter the ball down to Angstman. The block steal by Ethan Yoder. Just the way you're taught to do it. His outside hand got his hand the basketball. Batted away and grabbed it. At the end of the floor, Yoder's got deep three-pointer. Boom. 5 points now for Ethan Yoder. The Kenton Ace Harbor three-pointer. First lead of the night for the Wildcats. They're on top 15-13. 4:49 to play in the second quarter. Payne walks to the floor for the Rough Riders. Jump shot on the way, no good. Rebound cleared by Gavin Payne. That was Noah Payne, took the shot. Gavin got the rebound, he's fouled. Turner the foul. His first, team second, 4:37 to play in the second quarter. Wildcats the basketball, chance to add to their 2-point advantage, 15-13. Upper set of alley on top of New Bremen, 13-10. First quarter score. Yoder crosses the timeout at the 4:30 mark. Near the second period, Wildcats leading 15-13. Jim Owen, Devin Miller, your region, 95.3 WKTN. Evan Angstman, the foul is second. He got a paw on the ball, but the rest of him went through Ethan. His second foul, team third, 4:26 player in the second quarter. Yankson's going to take a seat, replaced by Haney. Wildcats right now with Miller, Bushong, Yoder, Payne, and Piper, the 5-4 Kenton. For St. Mary's, we've got Steger, Haney, Owens, Noah Payne, and Jace Turner. Yoder has it, fakes a three-pointer, gets the Bushong. Deep three-pointer at the top of the key, spins out. Rebound nicely controlled by Owens of St. Mary's, and he's fouled by Dawson Miller coming to the floor. Ragged situation there where Dawson and Owens get caught up. First foul on Miller. Second on Kenton as a team. 4-12 to play in the second quarter. Angstman checks back in, placing Haney for St. Mary's. Wildcats stop 15-13. Ball by Owens. Across the timeline to Steger. Now in the corner, it's Payne. Ball reverses Steger to Owens in the corner. Now it's Turner. Back to Noah Payne. Three pouring the way. Back iron off the mark. Rebound cleared by Dawson Miller. I don't think Noah ever got his feet set on that one. Wildcats in transition. Gavin Payne in the corner. Tries to find Dawson Miller. Ball's off the mark. Great hustle there by St. Mary's. It's going to penalize the Rock Friars. Wow. Noah Payne hustled off that loose ball. The Wildcats didn't touch it up. Noah Payne hurried to grab it, but basically slid as he's picking the ball up. Steps from the sideline. Ball back to Kenton. Wildcats catch a break. I love the hustle from Noah Payne. Just did not pay off that time. Wildcats got it back here. 3:44 to play. In the second quarter, they lead 15-13. The Rutland Mario scorer. Blaine Bushong, three-pointer away from the right side. He's fouled. This one's going to be on Bren Steger, his second, team four. Three middle wide streakers coming out here for Blaine Bushong.
You know, people are so quick to criticize the referees, but that's a good job on their part, seeing that maybe quarter of his foot going out of bounds.
It was a great call. It's tough for us to come up here. I was going to say the officials did see it, and I know it was the right call because Noah Payne didn't argue. It was great hustle. I loved how hard he went after that ball. I thought it was outstanding effort. Just sometimes the breaks beat the boys, as they say.
Oh, first, absolutely.
First minute archer up and in for Blaine. He's got four. Cats on top, 16-13. Second minute archer free throw is also good. Blaine Bushong with five. Trying to get the unit for the team lead. Blaine going for the trifecta here. Wildcats on top 17-13. 3:36 playing in the second quarter. Blaine, two dribbles, right hand push. Gets this one to go. 3-for-3 from the foul line for Blaine Bushong. He's got 6 points. Wildcats now on top by five. 18-13. 3:33 playing in the second quarter. 7-0 run for the Wildcats. Noah Payne has over to Evan Angston for St. Mary's. Left-hand dribble guarded by Yoder. Slips past Ethan. Driving left. Leaves it short. Rebound cleared by Yoder of Kenton. Great hustle there by Jace Turner. Bats along. Pass to Gavin Payne out of the way, but the ball will stay with Kenton. Outstanding move there. Shot just does not drop. That finger roll that he leaves short. I've never been that close to the basket. I was going to say to miss a shot like that. Great move. Just a nice little finger roll. Just left it short. This is where I hear my old high school coach Steve Grant saying, don't baby it.
Especially with him staying, you know, at 6'7". That's
where Guy Neal was to the bluffing college coach. You know, my friend and mentor there would always say, get up there and just dunk it. If you can dunk it, dunk it. You have a higher percentage on that shot. Again, that did not apply to me, but he told other players that. In the paint, Stephen Piper has for Kenton. Kicks pass out to Dawson Miller. It's intercepted by Gavin Payne, who plays for Kenton, which is a good thing. Dawson has it now. Wildcats reset the attack. 2:50 to play here in the second quarter. Wildcats the ball in a 5-point lead, 18-11. Ethan Yoder shot fake spins. Pulls up, elbow jumper, does not go. Nice checker by Jace Turner. Keeps Gavin Payne away from the rebound, but Gavin gets his hand in there, and that's foul number three on Gavin Payne. 2:40 to play in the second quarter. Corbin Johnson checks in for Gavin. Gavin's going to take a seat at the bench, the 6'4 senior with 4 points.
That's good to maybe make him have a seat there for a minute. At three fouls.
Three fouls. I think Coach Miller can't take that chance here in the second quarter. Owens walks up for St. Mary's. 2:34 to play here in the second quarter. Rough Riders basketball. Wildcats a 5-point lead. Turner has it. Ball reversed in the corner. Owens back to Turner. Haney has the eyes. A 3-pointer from the left side. Got that one. Alex Haney. Kenton's Hardworth 3-pointer. And it's 18-16 now. Kenton's leads down to two. Yoder has it for Kenton. Yo-yoing the basketball back and forth. Gets it to Corbin Johnson in the corner. Back to Yoder. To Johnson. 2 minutes to play in the second quarter. Wildcats leading 18-16. The Rutlumber Rail scoreboard. Blaine Bushong has it. And we got a Rutlumber timeout by Kenton. We're going to get one, too. We got 1:57 to play here in the first half. It's Kenton 18, St. Mary's 16. We'll be right back.
Hensel Ready Mix offers six locations to serve you.
in Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 in Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix today. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of the Kenton Wildcats basketball teams and wishes them the best of luck this season.
HSLC is a proud supporter of Kenton Athletics. Today's athletes are tomorrow's leaders. The hard work that our athletes put in to perfect their skills will carry over to their adult life and make Kenton even better. Thanks, Kenton athletes, and go Cats.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
HSLC, infinite opportunities.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
We are a minute 57 away from the Spirit Credit Union halftime show. Devin and I will go over the first half. Give us our thoughts on the first two quarters and what was in the second two quarters. Wildcats the basketball with a Rote Lumber timeout. They lead 18-16. Blaine Bushong has it. Wildcats spreading out St. Mary's. Over Dawson Miller's trapped in the corner. Left-hand dribble, bat away. Stolen away by St. Mary's. There's a loose ball there, and Jace Turner comes up with the Rough Riders 2-on-2. Owens has it, penetrates, left-hand layup, spins out. Rebound clip by Ethan Yoder of Kenton. 1:33 to play in the half. Wildcats the ball at a two-point lead. Yoder has it over to Corbin Johnson, near side. Corbin looking. Trying to find Stephen Piper, passes bad away. St. Mary's with it in transition. Ball kicked back out to Haney. Over to Owens, he drives, left-hand layup, up and in. Cobain Owens has got four. We're not a backup at 18. Final 65 ticks here of the first half. Bushong walks up for Kenton over to Dawson Miller. Over to Piper. He's resets the attack. Left-hand dribble top of the key. 55 seconds to play here in the half. Dawson Miller now got the open three-pointer. It was open for a second. Great recovery there by Noah Payne, who blocks the shot out of bounds. He's going to stay with the Wildcats. 50 seconds to play here in the opening half, tied at 18. I was going to say it was St. Mary's basketball. What I thought was the right call.
Dawson Miller looks just as confused as what we are right here.
St. Mary's with it. Tied at 18. 45 seconds play here in the opening half. Steger has, and he travels. Oh, we got a foul call on Kenton, which also would be the right call, I think. It was just a late call. Fouls be on Piper. His second. Team fourth. 41 seconds play in the half. Both teams with 14 fouls, so next foul of any kind, we'll put either team in line for two tosses. Steger inbound the far side for the Rough Riders. 41 ticks play in the half. Gets the ball to Angstman. Over to Owens, top of the key. Flare pass over to Angstman. Deep three, point from the right side, switch. Angstman there. Deep three-pointer. Wildcats look to answer. Three-pointer from Bushong is short with 24 seconds to play. After Evan Angstman's three-pointer, ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by someone. Someone's not going to be happy. Both teams were arguing about it. And it says last touch by St. Mary's. 21-18, Riders on top. Wildcats the ball. 23 seconds play here in the opening half. Wildcats use a 7-0 run to take the first lead of the night. St. Mary's has responded with an 8-0 run. And that's Rough Riders by three. Ball inbound to Corbin Johnson. Triple team. Looking. Pass the ball out of bounds to Yoder. Finds Dawson Miller under the bucket. Couple shot fakes. Pass, a shot is eventually blocked in. You have by Turner. What do you do? Too many trees in there for the Rough Riders for the Wildcats that time. St. Mary's has it on the front court. Seven ticks to play in the half. Owens has it. Five. Gets the ball over to Noah Payne. Drives, kicks the ball out. Steger, three-pointer. Bang. He gets it to go. Kenton Ace Hardwell, three-pointers. A dagger there for Bren Steger. Rough Riders now lead 24-18. We play two quarters here at Grand Lake Health System Court. We'll be back for the Spirit Green Halftime Show right after this.
OptiHealth Physical Therapy is locally owned and operated since 2001 and is here to help you get back to doing what you love. Our team of expert physical therapists provide one-on-one individualized treatment plans to help you recover and return to normal life. From sport injuries to chronic pain, OptiHealth has the experience and knowledge to help you feel your best. Take the first steps towards being pain-free and schedule an appointment today. Stop in or visit us at OptiHealth.org. OptiHealth wishes all area athletes a great season this year and are here if you need us. Call to learn about our free screens.
The Mouse House Meat and Cheese Deli, where you'll find over 15 fresh quality meats and over 40 sliced and cubed cheese and cheese spreads. Quality, selection, and great prices await you at the Mouse House Meat and Cheese Deli, now accepting credit cards and EBT cards. And don't forget to ask about their Friday specials. The Mouse House Meat and Cheese Deli. Call 419-673-1263 to order or stop by 341 West Columbus Street in Kenton.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back, Spirit Credit Union Halftime Show. The St. Mary's Rough Riders in the first half on an 11-0 run. An 18-13 Kent leads on a 24-18 Rough Rider advantage as we are here at the Spirit Credit Union Halftime Show. Devin, St. Mary's finishing strong there in the first half.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, a big part about it is, as you mentioned, you know, the trees that they have on their team. Two people standing at 6'7" there. Very hard, you know, for the Kent Wildcats to score in the paint, especially when you have people that tall swatting the ball right back at you.
Yeah, it's a deal where the Wildcats came tried to go inside a couple times. St. Mary's go 6'7", 6'7", 6'3", 6'2", 6'2", 6'3". Kent's got two guys at 6'4". And then we're the guys taking those shots. So, yeah, it's a situation there where the Rough Riders made some plays defensively. It's been obviously a trench warfare first half here, slugfest. Kent gets 18-13, first lead of the night. Fight back after trailing by 8 in the first quarter. And then the wind's out of the sails there. Two three-pointers there at end of the half for St. Mary's. The last one there from Brennan Steger. And now it's a six-point deficit. I think the thing would be for Ryan Miller to remind his guys. Did a lot of things well in the first half. Don't forget that here as we start the third quarter.
Oh, absolutely. You know, as we mentioned, they went on a little run there in the second quarter, coming back from the first quarter down 13-8. They were leading there for a little bit right before halftime.
New Bremen on top of Upperside Valley, 27-21 at the half over Alumni Fieldhouse. Good one over there between the Rams and the Cardinals. Real good here between the Wildcats and the Rough Riders. We're taking that time of the Spirit Curry halftime show. Go over the first half scoring right after this on your Region Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors. Committed to superior quality, leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
Kenton Eagles 2163 offers breakfast, lunch, and dinner open to the public. We offer daily specials for dine-in, carry-out, and curbside pickup. For a complete list of our daily specials, visit us on Facebook at Kenton Eagles 2163.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situations change? Hi, I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones Financial Advisor. When we work together, we'll focus on what's important to you. We'll use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals, and we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact me today at 419-673-0937. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Agriculture is important to our community. Get the latest ag news by listening to Brownfield Ag Reports weekday mornings at 5:45 on your region, your radio, WKTN.
HSLC, infinite opportunities.
HSLC is a proud supporter of Kenton Athletics. Today's athletes are tomorrow's leaders. The hard work that our athletes put in to perfect their skills will carry over to their adult life and make Kenton even better. Thanks, Kenton athletes, and go Cats.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
HSLC, infinite opportunities.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to St. Mary's High School Spirit Creek Halftime Show. St. Mary's Rough Riders on top of the Kenton Wildcats, 24-18. How about some individual scoring there for the Wildcats?
Yeah, so for the Wildcats, I want to go down the list by numbers, or by their jersey numbers. We have Stephen Piper with 3, Blaine Bushon with 6, Ethan Yoder with 5, and Gavin Payne with 4.
And then for St. Mary's, what do you think there?
So for St. Mary's, we have Noah Payne with 3, Cobain Owens with 4, Alex Haney with 3, Jace Turner with 3, Brennan Steger with 6, and Evan Eggsman with 5.
Wildcats, 8 points in the first quarter, 10 in the second for their 18. St. Mary's, 13 in the first period, 11 in the second quarter. For the Wildcats, just tighten things up a little bit, and they'll be right back to the ballgame. Sound good to you, Devin?
Oh, absolutely. You know, with them being down by 6, and especially, I mean, we got a whole second half to go yet. It's plenty of time for the Wildcats to come back.
Ideal where, again, can find a way to knock down a couple more shots. They defended well. Finish a few more plays. It's get a good ball game. Just basically 2 late three-pointers there in the final minute and a half here of the first half. You know, turning this game into a 6-point lead for St. Mary's. Again, the Wildcats had that 18-13 lead, side 18, then back-to-back 3 points for the Rough Riders, making a 6-point margin here at the break. But, again, still a ball game in the half. Like we talked about this, let's keep it interesting in the fourth quarter and see how the Rough Riders react. Anthony Hutt advancing in the wrestling tournament, their district wrestling tournament, advances to the semifinals. So good for him there, one of the Wildcat wrestlers. Had a nice day today. We mentioned Engelmeyer, 29th the state. Spencer Engelmeyer there, 29th the state bowling tournament. You know, and Anthony Hunt, one of 4 Wildcat wrestlers, the district tournament. So another good day to be a Wildcat athlete. A lot going on there, buddy.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's good seeing the Wildcats advancing this far. Even though it's not as a team, but you're just the individual. You know, that's a good thing to put in your resume there.
It's always good to see a team have some success. But I don't care, you know, team, individual, whatever. You put the time in. Wrestling's a hard sport, buddy. I told stories before being from Defiance, you know, where you're playing basketball and watching the wrestlers. And they're sweating. Their outfits are cut or just drenched in it. And I'm like, dude, I don't like to run the way it is. And I'm watching these guys run steps to make weight and stay in condition. And anybody who goes out there and wrestles, I give them credit for, because it is not an easy sport. It's not just the fact that, obviously, it's not the stuff we see on WWE. This is a whole different monster. It's a whole much more disciplined event. And you got to work hard and be in shape to do it. And my goodness, I tip my cap to the ones there who can stick with that, because it takes a lot of effort, buddy.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, as you mentioned, too, them cutting weight and everything like that, you know, that's not only physically stressful, but it's got to be mentally stressful also.
No doubt about that. Like I said, I respect all the wrestlers out there. Like I said, I wish the best luck to those 4 Wildcat wrestlers in the district tournament. Again, Anthony Hunter advanced to the semifinals, so tip our cap to him. Halftime show, your speaker and halftime show, wrap it up here at St. Mary's. It's the Riders 24, the Wildcats 18. Devin, I'll be back the third quarter right after this.
Since 1917, FLR Insurance Center has been serving the insurance needs of Hardin County. At FLR Insurance Center, we're proud to represent multiple companies to give us options to find the best coverage for your family or business. We can help you select the best coverage to protect your auto, home, farm, business, and life. Give us a call at 419-673-3130. We'd love to evaluate your insurance needs and recommend the best coverage from the best companies like Ohio Mutual. We look forward to serving Hardin County into the future. Best of luck to all area athletes this season.
Getting paid tomorrow or maybe even 2 days from now? Do you direct deposit with Quest Federal Credit Union? If not, you should. Quest FCU is now offering early access to direct deposits. Get paid today. For a small fee, you can have your cash immediately deposited. Go to questfcu.com/quickpay for all the details. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured, equal housing lender, member eligibility required.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Wrapping the Spirit Creating halftime show here, the Kenton Wildcats trail the St. Mary's Rough Riders 24-18 Boys Basketball Division II Sectional Championship play. Wildcats, the 8th seed in the district, 11-11 overall, coming in on a 3-game losing streak. St. Mary's, the 4th seed, they're 16-6, they've won 4 straight. Score in the first half looks like this. Blaine Beauchamp with 6, Ethan Yoder with 5. Gavin Payne with 4 points and Stephen Piper with 3. For Kenton, you've got Evan Angsman with 6. Brendan Stanger with, Evan Angsman with 7. Brendan Stanger with 6. 4 for Cobain Owens, 3 points each for Noah Payne and Alex Haney. And Jace Turner with a single as we start the third quarter. Again, third quarter, brought by the Wolfhawks, Andrew Benchick. Second half start, brought by HSLC. Miller, Beauchamp, Piper, Yoder, and Payne, the 5 on the 4 for Kenton, the starters. Same for St. Mary's. Haney, Turner, Angstman, Owens, and Noah Payne, the 5 for St. Mary's. Little floater for Blaine Beauchamp, does not go. Offensive rebound, nearly grabbed by Payne. Swiped away by St. Mary's, and a steal. The outlet pass by Piper, layup up and in for the Wildcats. Payne can't control the offensive rebound, has to save it inbounds to Noah Payne, whose outlet pass is picked off then by Stephen Piper, who scores and draws a foul. Fouls on Noah Payne, his first team first. 7:38 player in the third quarter, 24-20. St. Mary's at his 4. A chance now for Stephen Piper from the Mid-Ohio Energy free throw line. Back guard no good. Wildcats get the rebound, though, 24-20. Dawson Miller with a driving layup up and in. Has to be wiped out, offensive foul. Wildcats got the offensive rebound off the missed free throw. Gavin Payne got it shoveled off to Dawson Miller. Gets called for the offensive foul. Second foul on Miller. First on Kenton as the team. 7:32 to play in the third quarter, 24-20. St. Mary's basketball on the four-point lead. In the backcourt, Wildcats a little token pressure. Owens works up on Beauchamp. Pass to Haney. He's being guarded by Piper. Ball reversed in the corner. Noah Payne has it for St. Mary's, looking for Angstman on the block. The Turner, high-low action out for St. Mary's. Gets back to Angstman, top the key. Shot fake and a three-pointer. Over Turner, right side, 7-12 to play in the third quarter, 24-20. Rough Riders being patient with the four-point lead. Noah Payne to Haney in the corner. Haney's going to pull in the three-pointer. Shot's no good. Rebound grabbed by Turner. Kicks the ball back out. Noah Payne, three-pointer, swish for St. Mary's. Noah Payne's got 6 now. The Kenton Ace Hardware three-pointer. St. Mary's leads back to 7, 27-20, Rough Riders. Gavin Payne drives baseline for Kenton. Driving layup. Nice job by Gavin. He's got 6. A nice job driving baseline. Kept Hanksman on his hip where he couldn't block the shot without fouling. 27-22 now. St. Mary's the basketball, 5-point lead. Rough Riders the ball, dumped down to Owens on the block. Posting up Beauchamp. Tries to find Haney in the backside. Passes too hard. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by St. Mary's. Wildcat ball. 6:27 to play here in the third quarter. Wildcats will walk it up. Beauchamp has it. Cross the timeline, the 6:20 marker of the third period behind the back dribble. Fires up to Gavin Payne at the high post. Stolen away by Turner. 2-on-1 for St. Mary's. Wildcats hustle back. They'll make St. Mary's set up the attack. Owens long two-pointer, foots on the line. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Gavin Payne. Shovels the outlet pass over to Beauchamp. Long pass up to Yoder as the cast across the timeline. 2 minutes in the third period. 27-22, St. Mary's on top of Kenton. Yoder has it. Over the corner to Piper. Deep three-point away from Steven. Back iron, no good. Rebound, bat around. Yoder comes up with a good work by Ethan Yoder. Flips out to Blaine Beauchamp. Three-pointer from the top of the key. Bingo! Kenton Ace Hardware, three-pointer from Blaine Beauchamp. He's got a game-high 9. Wildcats hanging around. 27-25, two-point lead now for St. Mary's. 5:34 to play in the third quarter. Haney in the corner to Cobain Owens. Top key now, Jace Turner beyond the three-point line, guarded by Gavin Payne. Ball flipping the corner to Owens. Now back to Turner. They repost. Finds Payne, Haney on the backside. Layup up and in. Haney's got 5 points. Now great passing there from Turner. Block-to-block pass for St. Mary's. 4-point lead for the Rough Riders, 29-25. Beauchamp in the corner, Payne. Gavin trying to find a cutting Stephen Piper. Ball batted away by Haney. He grabs out of bounds with good defense by the Rough Riders. Kenton will keep it. 5:08 to play in the third quarter. Again, remind everybody, after Dev and I go off the air, Dr. B, Brandon Burns are bringing the Domino's question of the game. For a straight call, 496-75-3000, a large one pizza from Domino's. Gavin Payne has it, driving shot, up and in, and the foul. Scramble situation, Gavin Payne comes with the ball, drives the baseline, it's a bang-bang charge block call. This one's a block, baskets in, and the foul on Alex Haney. His first, Mineral Roger Freezer cover here, Gavin Payne, 29-27, Wildcats trail by 2. Payne at the foul line. Corbin Johnson checks in for Miller. Fans get to wait. They threw him the ball, and then the official decided they're going to let someone come in. Generally speaking, that's against protocol, but officials always had the right to do it. Stegger checks in for Haney for St. Mary's. Payne will shoot this one, 5-1 point in the third quarter. Gavin knocks down the free throw. He's got 9 points. Tyler Blaine Bush on the team lead. 5 minutes exactly played in the third quarter. The Wildcats creeped within a point, 29-28. St. Mary's basketball on the one-point lead. In the front court, Noah Payne has a ball, flipped the corner, three, pour the way, bang. Evan Axman's got 10, the Caton is Herbert three-pointer. Four-point lead now for the Rough Riders. Bushong in the front court drives, kicks the ball back out, three, pour the way from Stephen Piper. Boom. Ran threes here at St. Mary's. Eight now for Stephen Piper. Caton is Herbert three-pointers, back to a one-point ball game again. St. Mary's the lead, 32-31, and the Rough Riders the basketball. 4:25 to play here in the third quarter. Axman has the ball beyond the three-point line, dumps down to Turner. Drives, hands the ball off to Noah Payne. Layup up and in. 8 points for Noah Payne. We've got a Rutlumber timeout by St. Mary's. We'll get one, too. 4:15 to play in the third quarter. It is St. Mary's 34, Kenton 31. We'll be right back.
McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company, provides material handling equipment and is known for their Right self-dumping hopper. Made exclusively in Kenton, attention to detail in a variety of sizes and shapes, there's almost no end to the uses of their product. McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company in Kenton. For more information, call them at 800-245-9490.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Doing the Sessa Transport postgame show. Devin and I are going to name players of the game, brought to you by Rutlumber and Glaze Over. 4 minutes and 15 seconds left here in the third quarter. It's been a good one so far. Back and forth here in the second half. St. Mary's in Kenton 34-31. Dan Hagemeyer calling the Rutlumber timeout there to make some adjustments defensively, I'd imagine. Jordan Bowles to Bushong. Rough Riders from token full court pressure. Going left to right, dribble across the timeline over to Stephen Piper, top the key. Piper dribbles, flips it down inside to Gavin Payne. His little turnaround jumper is blocked by Jace Turner. Rough Riders are a load inside. Rough Riders grab the rebound, work it down the floor. 17-footer spins out there for Noah Payne. Jace Turner grabs the offensive rim for St. Mary's. Ball kicked back out to Owens. He drives. Shot does not go. Rebound cleared by Yoder of Kenton. Ethan crosses the timeline. Being dogged by Noah Payne. 3:36 playing the third quarter. Wildcats ball trailing 34-31. Bushon drives. His little runner spins out. Ethan Yoder, the tip back does not go. Rebound cleared by St. Mary's. We got a foul. We'll see if this one's going to be on. Well, it's going to get out. Gavin Payne. Fourth foul for Gavin Payne. 3:26 playing the third quarter as they take a seat for a little bit. Dawson Miller checks in for Gavin. Blaine Bushong, Dawson Miller, Stephen Piper, Ethan Yoder, and Corbin Johnson, the five on the floor for Kenton. For St. Mary's, you've got Brennan Stegger, Evan Angstman, Cobain Owens, Alex Haney, and Jace Turner. 3:20 to play in the third quarter. St. Mary's basketball, 34-31 lead. Haney in the corner. Stegger top the key, being guarded by Dawson Miller. Bounce pass over to Owens. Finds a man on the backside. That's Haney. Layup up and in. Haney's got seven. Rovers on a couple times now. Finds somebody creeping free on the backside. And the Wildcats have been a little bit too aggressive. Double teaming the post. Back to a 5-point lead now for St. Mary's. 36-31. 2:55 to play here in the third quarter. Dawson Miller's three-pointer is blocked. Rebound is loose. Picked up by Turner. We have a loose ball foul on Kenton. It's going to be on Dawson Miller. His third. Team third. Rough Riders inbound the ball in the front court. Rutlumber timeout by Kenton. 2:48 to play the third quarter. St. Mary's 36, Kenton 31. We'll be right back.
What if your student could be more than just a high school graduate? What if they could be a talented filmmaker, an extraordinary chef, or even a tech guru? Ohio High Point offers hands-on career education to help your student reach their goals with a pathway to employment, enrollment, or enlistment. With 16 programs on our campus and several programs at our partner high schools, OHP is here to empower students to become career ready with hands-on learning and real-world experiences. And the best part? It's completely free. Learn more about Ohio High Point and how to enroll at www.ohiohighpoint.com.
your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
2:48 player in the third quarter. The Wildcats with the basketball off that Rutlumber timeout. They trail 36-31. Sorry, Rough Riders the ball. They inbound the ball to Owens, back to Angsman, right side. Step back, fakes the three-pointer, flips over to Steger, left side, down to Turner on the block. Guarded by Corbin Johnson. Ball kicked back out to Steger. Ball reverse top, Keaton Noah Payne. Over to Evan Angsman, 2:32 to play in the third quarter. Angsman loses control of the ball. Loose ball grabbed by Ethan Yoder of Kenton. Then stolen away by St. Mary's. Layup up and in for Noah Payne. Yoder couldn't control that loose ball. Pops free right in the hands of Noah Payne. St. Mary's by seven now, 38-31, 2:14, and kind of playing the third quarter. Corbin Johnson, left-hand pass over to Stephen Piper. He drives, cut off by three riders. Kicks ball back out to Yoder. Shot fake in the three-pointers. Going to pull this one, though. Bingo! Shot fake, step back, three. Ethan Yoder's got it. Kenton Ace Harbor, three-pointer, eight now for Ethan Yoder. Under two to play in the third quarter. Wildcats hanging around, 38-34, St. Mary's. Riders basketball. Noah Payne gets a high ball screen. Over to Turner. Now Owens, he drives right-hand layup. No good, and he's fouled. Fouls me on Blaine Bushong. His first, team fourth. Minute 43 to play here in the third quarter. 2 minute range free throws now coming up here for the Riders. And Cobain Owens, he's got 4 points. First free throw up and in, give him five. Alex Haney checking back in for St. Mary's. Second minimum hydrogen free throw coming up here. Swish as well. Owens has six. 4-34. Six is a lead for St. Mary's. Wildcats basketball on the front court. Stephen Piper loses control of it. Rough Riders pick it up. Long pass from Owens over to Steger in the corner. Finds a cutting Haney layup up and in. 9 points now for Alex Haney. 8 point lead for St. Mary's. Big minute 20 here to play in the third quarter for the Wildcats. Got to hang around. 42-34, St. Mary's on top. Bushong has it, drives, layup up and in. 11 for Blaine. Stems the tide a little bit there, 42-36. 6 point lead for St. Mary's. Final minute here of the third quarter. Owens has a right-hand dribble, guarded by Bushong. Ball thrown in the corner to Haney. Lob down low to Turner. Shot goes up, blocked from behind by Stephen Piper. It's going out of bounds. Last touch by Kenton. St. Mary's will keep it. Nice lob to Turner, but he brought the ball back down. That allowed Piper to get his hand on it. St. Mary's inbounds the basketball. Turner has it beyond the three-point line, looking to post up Owens. To Steger. Back in the corner to Haney. Now Turner has it in the point. Kicks ball back out to Steger. Driving shot does not go, but he's fouled. Two more middle hodge shooters coming here for Brennan Steger, the 6'2 junior. Fourth foul on Dawson Miller. Two players with four fouls now for the Wildcats. Well, starting to mount up here. Not a lot of fouls the Wildcats. They've been all in basically two players. First free throw rattles out for Steger. Coldwater leading Liberty Benton 39-34 after three. Real good ball game there. Second minute Roger free throw coming up. Brennan Steger's got 6 points. Give him seven. Knocks down the middle Hydra free throw. Walk has the ball now. Final 40 ticks here of the third quarter. The trail 43-36 in the Rutlumber Arena scoreboard. Stephen Piper has in the corner. Trenton DeLong down the ball game for the first time tonight. Coming in for Dawson Miller. Held ball possession to point the way of the Rough Riders. 27 seconds play here in the quarter. Noah Payne checking back in for St. Mary's to replace Alex Haney. Rough Riders walking up. 25 seconds to play here in the third. Left-hander for Steger. Over to Owens here. Right side gets a high ball screen from Jace Turner. A little screening. Screen and roll and a layup for Jace Turner out of that. He's got 3 points now. 7 seconds to play in the third quarter. Bushong in the front court. Kenton Hell ball possession support the way of Kenton. 45-36, 9-point deficit for the Wildcats. Cats got a final 4 seconds here to play in the third quarter. Haney checks back in for Angstman for St. Mary's. Watkins inbound the ball on the side. Ball inbound to Bushong. 3 seconds to play in the half in the third quarter. 2-1, and the Cats don't get a shot off. We played three here at St. Mary's. Little surge game for the Rough Riders in the quarter. They're on top 45-36 after three. We'll be back in the fourth quarter right after this.
Hensel Ready Mix offers 6 locations to serve you. In Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 in Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix today. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of the Kenton Wildcats basketball teams and wishes them the best of luck this season. The LW Boutique in Kenton is your spot for fashion-forward clothing at an affordable price. Located above Twirl, the LW offers a large selection of styles and even personal shopper and styling services. You can find many styling tips and outfit previews on our social media pages and events that we are hosting. Visit us online or stop in for a personal experience in downtown Kenton. The LW is a proud supporter of sports on WKTN.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Fourth quarter brought to the Roof Falls and Andrew Benchick. St. Mary's the basketball on a 45-36 lead. Rough Riders have it. Owens has it. Top the key over Turner, guarded by Gavin Payne. Ball flipped over near side to Noah Payne. He drives cuff nicely by Stephen Piper. Ball versus Evan Angstman. Over to Brent Steger now in the corner. Steger has it now. Over here to Owens, guarded by Bushon. He's going to go a little pick and roll. Dump down to Turner, guarded by Gavin Payne. Little reverse layup, up and in, but he traveled beforehand. Good call. Wildcats triple team, and Turner kept pivoting and pivoting and pivoting, and eventually gets whistle for the travel.
I'm going to take a second to say, after Jim and I go off the air, Dr. B, Brennan Byrne, will be giving you the Domino's Pizza question of the game. First correct caller at 419-675-3000 will pick up one large item pizza from Domino's.
Wildcats with the ball stolen away from Yoder. Noah Payne in transition. Left does not go. Yoder bats it out, but it's grabbed by St. Mary's. Jace Turner has a 3-point lead from left side. No good. Offensive rebound by Steger. Back to Turner. Over to Angstman. Rough Riders will reset the offense. 7-10 to play in the fourth quarter. 45-36. St. Mary's on top of Kenton on the Rutland Memorial scoreboard. Steger has it. Over to Turner. Now to Owens. Again, screen roll left side. Rough Riders have done quite a bit of that tonight with some success. Noah Payne penetrates, kicks the ball back up. Steger, shot faking a three-pointer to Owens. He drives in traffic. Shot goes, and he's fouled. Owens with the bucket. He's got 8 now. Piper the foul. His third. New Bremen on top of Upper Side Valley, 43-36, third quarter score. Six feet to play in this one. Middle line free throw up and in for Owens. He's got 9. 10 for Angstman, 10 for Noah Payne, 9 for Owens, 9 for Haney for the Rough Riders. And they lead 48-36. Ryan Miller's going to call Lumber timeout. We'll get one too. 6:45 to play in this one. Rough Riders 48, Wildcats 36. We'll be right back.
Looking to save money every month? Well, who isn't? With a Quest MasterCard, you can lock in a low fixed interest rate from 5.99 to 11.9% APR for qualified cardholders. You can even perform balance transfers from other high interest cards and save real money every month. Apply online today. Membership and credit score eligibility required. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured. Equal opportunity lender.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project.
Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
6:45 to play in this one. The Wildcats of basketball, they trail 48-36 on the Rutland Barrios scoreboard. Wildcats led by Blaine Bushong's 11 points, 9 for Gavin Payne, 8 for Ethan Yoder, 8 for Stephen Piper. Four players with at least 8 points are the ones who have scored, though, for the Wildcats tonight. St. Mary's going 1-3-1 zone out of timeout. Bushong bounce pass over to Johnston. Fakes to Yoder in the corner. Back to Blaine. Piper has it now in the corner. Long skip pass goes out of bounds. Turnover on Kenton. Ball back to St. Mary's right at the midcourt stripe. 48-36. You're scoring the Rutland Barrios scoreboard. St. Mary's on top of Kenton. Angstman inbounds the ball. Owens back to Angstman. Crosses the half-court stripe. 6:23 to play in this one. 48-36. Riders the basketball on a 12-point lead. Noah Payne drives the layup up and in. 12. Ball fake. The defense reacted to the left. No one went right. Layup for St. Mary's. It's a 14-point lead for St. Mary's. Another Wildcat turnover. Danger zone time for the Wildcats. They trail by 14. 6 minutes to play in this one.
You know, now's not the time to make these mistakes that the Wildcats are making here. You know, them being down by 14 right now.
Wildcats trying to press. Half-court trap. Shot a 3-point up for Angstman. No good turn. Gets the offensive rebound. Smartly kicks the ball back out. St. Mary's going to reset the attack. Dan Hagemeyer did not like that quick three-pointer. I heard him barking up here. And I think there'll be more discipline on this trip for St. Mary's. 5:34 to play in this one. Little give and go again. Short jumper up for Angstman. No good. Needs to be called for a foul. Over the back on Gavin Payne. Good check out there by the Wildcat senior. LCC leading New Knoxville 47-24. Not a huge shock there. Wildcats walking across the timeline, 5:23 to play in this one. Ethan Yoder has it, handoff to Johnston. Back to Piper, yo-yos the ball between his legs, kicks the ball over to Payne, 3-point away for Gavin, bingo from right corner. A dozen for Gavin Payne now. Kenton Ames Hardware, 3-pointer. Wildcats creeped within 9, 5:06 to play in this one. 50-39, St. Mary's on top, 11. Rough Riders in the front court. Jace Turner, top of the key, ball versus Owens. Shot fake and a three, gets a high ball screen from Turner. A little pick and roll, the Wildcats defend it, and St. Mary's backs away. Again, Rough Riders, I think, being careful with the lead. They're not going to force too many shots. Evan Angston passed down low to Steger. Back out to Owens, his driving layup up and in. He's got 11. Rutlumber timeout by St. Mary's. We'll get one, too. 4:39 to play in this one. 52-39, St. Mary's on top of Kenton. We'll be right back.
The LW Boutique in Kenton is your spot for fashion-forward clothing at an affordable price. Located above Twirl, the LW offers a large selection of styles and even personal shopper and styling services. You can find many styling tips and outfit previews on our social media pages and events that we are hosting. Visit us online or stop in for a personal experience in downtown Kenton. The LW is a proud supporter of sports on WKTN.
What if your student could be more than just a high school graduate? What if they could be a talented filmmaker, an extraordinary chef, or even a tech guru? Ohio High Point offers hands-on career education to help your student reach their goals with a pathway to employment, enrollment, or enlistment. With 16 programs on our campus and several programs at our partner high schools, OHP is here to empower students to become career-ready with hands-on learning and real-world experiences. And the best part? It's completely free. Learn more about Ohio High Point and how to enroll at www.ohiohighpoint.com.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
4:39 to play in this one. St. Mary's 52, Kenton 39. Dan Hagemeyer off the timeout. I'm sure that's a scoring situation timeout. Hey, guys, I understand the shots we want to take. We have a 13-point lead. One of those things where, hey, you know, if you got an uncontested layup, awesome. If not, we're going to pass it back out and run clock. Wildcats gets a little 1-3-1 trap in the front court. Again, a good move by Coach Hagemeyer. That makes the Wildcats think a little bit, slows down, they can't attack. Deep three-pointer from Yoder is off the mark. Rebound cleared by St. Mary's. Noah Payne has it. 52-39, Rough Riders on top of the Wildcats. And thank Buckeye Bob Simmons. Pass the scores along to us tonight. We appreciate that. Wildcats trying to nibble into this 13-point St. Mary's lead. The Rough Riders of the basketball. Turner has a layup for St. Mary's. Finds a cutting Noah Payne on the backside. 14 points. Again, Wildcats got a chase, got a double team, got trapped, but here down by double digits, and St. Mary's did a great job responding to it. In the front court, Wildcats have it. Corbin Johnson, Isaac Ace Hardware three-pointer off the back iron, no good. Put back up and in, Ethan Yoder. He's got 10 for Kenton. 3:41 to play in this one. 54-41, St. Mary's by 13. Owens has it in the corner. Goes to Haney, being guarded by Johnson. Little again, pick and roll for St. Mary's. The Wildcats trap the ball handler. Ball thrown over to Angstman. Nearly throws it away. Nice move by Owens. Keep the ball alive for St. Mary's. Ball reversed over to Angstman. Drives left-hand layup. Does not go, but he's fouled. 3:20 to play in this one. Piper the foul. His fourth.
See, as you mentioned, Jim, you know, 3:20 there left in the game. Trailing by 13, now 14. When should the Wildcats start to get into that panic mode?
Oh, yeah, you're here at that point now. You get you're 14 points down, second middle hard for the come here for Angstman. Yeah, I don't want to say it's panic, but the old line, be quick, but don't hurry. Rebound clear for Yoder. You're in a spot you can't afford too many empty possessions, and you may start thinking about fouling. The problem is Wildcats committed 13 fouls tonight. 12 of those are three players, four fouls each. St. Mary's is stealing the front court. Owens has it, drives, right-hand layup, drops. 13 now for Cobain Owens, 3 minutes to play in this one. Yoder has, looks for a backdoor lob to Gavin Payne. He catches it in traffic. He's triple team, backs it out, 57-41. St. Mary's on top, 57-43. Nice little pass from Payne to Yoder. Lays it in. 2:45 to go in this one. St. Mary's breaks the pressure. They lead 57-43. Noah Payne has it. Over to Haney. Back to Jace Turner. The Rough Riders takes Mary out of the ball. 2:35 to go in this one. Haney has the ball. Nero stolen away by Piper. They bang into each other along the baseline. No harm, no foul. Noah Payne has it, being guarded by Bushong. Over to Haney. He drives, cut off by Piper. Piper and Payne trap him. Ball over to Turner. Back to Noah Payne. Situation, I think Ryan Miller liked his foul, but you got three guys out there with four fouls each. It can't be Dawson Miller or Stephen Piper or Gavin Payne. Haney has it. Over to Evan Angstman, top the key. 2:07 to play in this one. St. Mary's is out by 14, 57-43. Rough Riders playing keep away. Ball reverses the corner. Haney has it. Matt Owens by the three, by the half court stripe. Wildcats trying to trap. Rough Riders beat it. Owens thinks he has a man on the backside. Good defense by Piper. Wildcats have it. 1:50 to play here in the fourth quarter. Wildcats are up the floor. Yoder has it. Looking. Passing to Gavin Payne. Payne trying to pass it back to Yoder. Ball kicked out of bounds by Jace Turner. Stops clock to 1:42 to go in this one. Or St. Mary's got Steger checking back in. He's going to replace Haney. Wildcats him on the ball to Payne. 15-foot jumper from no good. Offensive rim by Ethan Yoder. Yoder back to Payne. Eyes the three-pointer. Kicks over to Blaine Bushong. 1:33 to play in this one. Wildcats down by 14. Bushong has it. Tries to pass to Gavin Payne. Ball bat away. Payne does run down. 1:25 to play in the fourth quarter. Payne drives behind the back pass to Ethan Yoder. Layup for Yoder. No good. Gets his own rebound. Lays it in. 14 now for Yoder. Number timeout by Kenton. 1:18 to go in this one. We'll get one, too. St. Mary 57, Kenton 45. We'll be right back.
Opta Health Physical Therapy is locally owned and operated since 2001 and is here to help you get back to doing what you love. Our team of expert physical therapists provide one-on-one individualized treatment plans to help you recover and return to normal life. From sport injuries to chronic pain, Opta Health has the experience and knowledge to help you feel your best. Take the first steps towards being pain-free and schedule an appointment today. Stop in or visit us at optahealth.org. Opta Health wishes all area athletes a great season this year and are here if you need us. Call to learn about our free screens.
Looking to save money every month? Well, who isn't? With a Quest MasterCard, you can lock in a low fixed interest rate from 5.99 to 11.9% APR for qualified cardholders. You can even perform balance transfers from other high interest cards and save real money every month. Apply online today. Membership and credit score eligibility required. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA Insured, Equal Opportunity Lender.
your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Minute 18 to play. That's what the Sets the Transport postgame show. Devin Ively and Players Game brought to you by Brooke Lumber Glazed Over. Rough Riders of Basketball on a 12-point lead, 57-45. They break the Kenton pressure. Eggsman has the ball to the 10-foot volleyball line. Ball goes over in the corner. Owens passing to nobody. Stolen away by Yoder. Rough Riders not on the same page there. Dan Hagemeyer looks disappointed on the sideline. We came with a timeout and ran that play. Yoder has for Kenton. Pass in the corner to Gavin Payne. Payne drives. Tries to find Piper in the corner. Ball's bat out of bounds. Lash touched by the Rough Riders. Wildcats keep 54 ticks to play. 57-45, St. Mary's on top of Kenton. Steger checks out, replaced by Noah Payne for St. Mary's. Wildcats have 52 ticks to play. 57-45, Bushong has it. Penetrates, hands it back to Ethan Yoder. Yoder backdoor pass off the shoulder of Piper. Wasn't looking for the ball. Driving layup up and in for Noah Payne. He's got 16. 59-45, 30 seconds left. Yoder has it, hands it off to Dawson Miller. His shot is blocked out of bounds by Cobain Owens. Wildcats keep it. 25 ticks to play here in the ball game. 59-45, 14-point lead for St. Mary's. Gavin Payne layup up and in. He's got 14. 59-47, St. Mary's breaks the pressure. 17 ticks left. Haney backs it out rather than take the driving layup. Pass over to Owens. We're going to count down the final 8 seconds here. St. Mary's is going to defeat the Kenton Wildcats. 59-47, sectional championship play. Rough Riders can move to 17-6 in advance of the sectional, the district championship, district semifinals next week at Liberty Benton. Wildcats in their year at 11-12. Devin, I'll be back with Sets the Transport postgame show right after this.
Twirl in downtown Kenton, your premier shop for all things class. Let us be a part of your dream wedding. Our large selection of size-inclusive gowns will guarantee that you find one that you will love. And to tie things together, we also have tuxedos and bridesmaids dresses. For our younger customers, we offer homecoming, prom, and ball gowns. Follow us on all social media platforms to learn more today. Twirl is a proud supporter of WKTN Sports.
McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company, provides material handling equipment and is known for their Right self-dumping hopper. Made exclusively in Kenton, attention to detail in a variety of sizes and shapes, there's almost no end to the uses of their product. McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company in Kenton. For more information, call them at 800-245-9490.
This Employee Appreciation Week, Cessna Transport wants to extend a heartfelt thank you to our incredible team, to every driver, mechanic, and support staff who keeps us trucking. We salute you. Your dedication and hard work drives us to our destinations every day. At Cessna Transport, our employees are the backbone of our company. Your commitment to excellence drives us forward, ensuring safe and efficient journeys for all. Thank you for your passion, professionalism, and unwavering dedication. Here's to you, the heartbeat of Cessna Transport. Happy Employee Appreciation Week to all our amazing and valid employees from all of us at Cessna Transport.
The Mouse House, your local meat and cheese deli, is dedicated to bringing you the best meat, cheeses, and so much more. Our success at the Mouse House starts with our owner, Gene, and our employees. We strive to bring you the best product and customer service. This is shown in our amazing employees. Thank you, Martha, Dustin, Heather, Shelby, Danielle, Tara, and Quentin, for making the Mouse House a success. Happy Employee Appreciation Week. We truly value you and all your hard work at the Mouse House.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
So that's the Transport postgame show here from Grand Lake Health System Court. St. Mary's Rough Riders win the Division II boys basketball sectional title game here over the Kenton Wildcats. The Rough Riders defeat the Wildcats 59-47. St. Mary's are 17-6 on the year. Wildcats fall to 11-12. Score is going to look like this. For St. Mary's, you had 3 points for Jace Turner, 7 for Brennan Steger, 9 for Alex Haney, then 3 players in double figures for the Rough Riders. Evan Angsman had 11 points, 13 for Cobain Owens, and then Noah Payne finished with 16 points. For the Wildcats, only four players score for Ryan Miller's team. Good balance, though. I mean, 8 points for Stephen Piper, then three in double figures. Blaine Bushong with 11, Gavin Payne with 14, Ethan Yoder with 14. Again, just four players score for the Wildcats tonight. Had good balance, just could not find anything else beyond those guys at this point. The Wildcats fall to 11-12 on the season. Getting the time here to wrap up things up. The Cessna Transport postgame show. We're going to come back and name our players of the game right after this. And your region at 95.3 WKTN.
Hey neighbor, want to know what makes a community bank special? At Middlefield Bank, it's our people who take pride in sharing banking expertise for every stage of life, like buying a home. If you're looking to become a homeowner, Middlefield Bank has a mortgage that's right for you. Whether it's a fixed or adjustable rate loans, be sure to ask about available grant funds too. We're Middlefield Bank and we're proud to be a part of your community. Stop in today. Learn more at middlefieldbank.bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
What if your student could be more than just a high school graduate? What if they could be a talented filmmaker, an extraordinary chef, or even a tech guru? Ohio High Point offers hands-on career education to help your student reach their goals with a pathway to employment, enrollment, or enlistment. With 16 programs on our campus and several programs at our partner high schools, OHP is here to empower students to become career-ready with hands-on learning and real-world experiences. And the best part? It's completely free. Learn more about Ohio High Point and how to enroll at www.ohiohighpoint.com.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Cessna Transport postgame show. Final time here from St. Mary's. The Rough Riders win the Division II boys basketball sectional title, defeating the Kent Wildcats 59-47 over Alumni Fieldhouse. New Bremen comes out on top, correct?
Yeah, they ended up winning that one 64-45. They definitely took over there in the fourth quarter. To have that dominant win.
Great season for the Rams. They win the Northwest Central Conference. Come up just a little bit short in the sectional championship game. Wildcats fall 59-47. Time to name our players of the game. But the rookie number play game from St. Mary's here, Devin.
Yeah, so we decided to go with Noah Payne, the 6'3 junior, scoring 16 points total. He was definitely, you know, all over the court tonight. Definitely a key asset there for St. Mary's.
Three in double figures, led by Noah Payne of St. Mary's. He's a lumber player of the game. Kenton Wildcats, four players score overall for Ryan Miller's team. Three in double figures. Our glazed over player of the game is going to be?
We're going to go ahead and do Gavin Payne there for the Wildcats, a 6'4 senior, scoring 14 points tonight. Not only was he very good offensively, but him defensively there, getting those rebounds, those steals, definitely helped the Wildcats out tonight.
14 points each for Gavin Payne, Ethan Yoder, 11 for Blaine Bushong, 8 for Stephen Piper to count for the Wildcats scoring. Wildcats fall 59-47 to St. Mary's. Rough Riders move to 17-6. Wildcats end their year at 11-12. From a color commentator, Devin Milner, our engineer back at station, Dr. B. Brennan Byrne. This is Jim Holman saying good evening, everybody.
Thank you for joining us for basketball tournament action on WKTN. Your sponsors, Edward Jones, Cal Johnston, FLR Insurance Center, Hensel Ready Mix, HSLC, McCullough Industries, Middlefield Bank, Ohio High Point Career Center, OptiHealth, Quest Federal Credit Union, Stillwater Metal, The Little Chicago Room, The LW by Twirl, Twirl Bridal, Mouse House, Kenton Moose Family Center 428, Cessna Transports, Roof Law Office with Andrew Vinchick, Mid-Ohio Energy, and Superior Credit Union. Be sure to stick around for the Domino's Question of the Game.